A Huntley mother says her family has been left traumatised following an early morning police raid that saw four cars and a wagon turn up at 5 a.m. on Wednesday. Cheryl Martenga says her young children were left frightened when they were woken up by police, who soon discovered the offender, who was known to her, wasn't living there. Jessie Chang reports.
It's a quiet, peaceful morning outside Cheryl Martenga's whare on Harris Street in Huntley. A stark contrast to what took place just 2 days ago. Just before 5 o'clock on Wednesday morning, Cheryl Martenga and her family were woken up by police officers in masks, some armed with guns.
The police had pushed my uncle across to our left neighbour, had my partner up against the car and putting zip ties on him. And when they were pulling me back, like, you know, we were all separated. Once I seen my baby, they were pulling me back and not letting me get to her. And they were saying, they're yelling in my face, telling me if I stepped onto the property again, they would arrest me. Yelling, shouting in my face, dogs barking hard out, guns at their hands. It was just scary. It's actually traumatising.
Ms Martenga, who live-streamed the raid, says she has in the past enjoyed a good relationship with the police. The 26-year-old was born and raised in Huntley and in recent years has been working with officers to reach the rangatahi in the area. Less than 24 hours before Wednesday morning, she had been in a hui with the police about pastoral care and the community.
I understand that they need to do what they need to do to keep us safe. The issue that I have with them is what my kids were presented with that morning. They should not ever have to wake up in their home and ever had to be escorted out by a police officer. Like, you know, be yelled out to, told to evacuate. They should never ever have to see police with guns.
Ms Martenga says while the person the police were looking for is known to her, they have never lived at her home. She says the raid has had a deep impact on her kids.
My kids are totally in shock. My baby girl, she's four, and she said to her dad, "Dad, you upset the police. That's how come they come to our house." You know, we had nothing to do with what they were here for, yet my kids are thinking that we're inflicting that on them.
The police say the search warrant was pre-planned and it related to a person they are seeking involving serious offending in the Huntley community. They say they didn't find the person they were looking for. The police say while inquiries are ongoing, further comment cannot be made at this time. Cheryl Martenga's grandfather, Sonny Martenga, says there should be a way for the police to do their jobs that doesn't scar innocent children.
There has to be a process through this, what's happened here, that the better outcomes for not only for this family and for our mokos here, but for everyone else in this community and throughout our country. You know, we know that a lot of people say, and the police say, we're only doing our job. Okay, there's better ways of communicating.
Cheryl Martenga says the wider community is also angry about what's happened, and it echoes too close to home for some.
We've had people come over home and talk about their experience and said that they wish that they had the courage to stand up to the police even though they were raided for nothing. Like, you know, they were found, nothing was found, yet their kids had to live through that.
The whānau are now considering their next steps and they say they deserve an apology from the police. E rahui pōkeka, mō te hōtaka o te atanei, ko Jessie Chang tēnei.